Obamacare had a relatively smooth first year in New York. The state's website didn't run into the same glitches that the federal one notoriously did. And that may explain why nearly a million New Yorkers, half of them in the city, signed up for health plans. But as Sharon Lerner reports, about another 1 million New Yorkers are still uninsured, and they may be harder to enroll.
Elaine Burt is a freelance trumpet player.
Broadway, big bands, church gigs, you name it. I was playing it. These days, it's quite dwindled.
The last time Burt had health insurance was through the Broadway show Hair, which closed in 2010. Burt tried to sign up through the exchange.
New password. Okay, let's try this again.
But as a freelancer, she has worked many jobs.
So look at all these. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
The task of getting income verification from all her former employers was so arduous, she never even found out the plan she was eligible for and what they cost.
It felt too daunting and really ridiculous.
Others among the 1 million New Yorkers still without health insurance didn't even try to sign up. Walking the streets of Brooklyn, Berenice Arriaga's job is to change that. Arriaga works for the community-based group Make the Road New York. She visits food pantries, nail salons, playgrounds, anywhere she might find the uninsured. More than one in four here in North Bushwick lack insurance. At the Central Latino Barbershop, 22-year-old Luis Bonilla is one of several people here who don't have insurance. Bonilla's never even heard of Obamacare. Arriaga directs him to the Make the Road office, where a navigator can help him through the sign-up process. Navigators, based at 33 organizations throughout New York, contributed to the success of the exchange. But many of the last million uninsured may not even know they can sign up, let alone where to get help.
We think that there are still populations, especially immigrants, that have not been reached.
That's Claudia Calhoun, who works for the New York Immigration Coalition. Calhoun says unfounded fears of deportation may deter other immigrants from enrolling.
They might not want to sign up with a program that's offered by the state because they might not understand that the state cannot share their information.
Language has also been a big obstacle. Over 1.8 million New Yorkers need translation help. In the first year, the New York State of Health website was only in English. But money may be the biggest factor determining how many people sign up for health insurance in the second year. For most New Yorkers, health plans are now more affordable than they were before Obamacare. Elizabeth Benjamin works for the Community Service Society.
Our insurance prices on the individual market, so people going out on their own to buy insurance, dropped by 53%. So we went from Bergdorf's to Filene's here, you know?
Between the less expensive premiums, lower requirements for Medicaid, and increased penalties for not signing up, Benjamin is optimistic about enrolling the last million.
I think we're going to have another banner year.
But what really matters is whether the uninsured see enrolling as a good deal. For her part, musician Elaine Burt is willing to take another stab at finding out what health insurance might cost her. Perhaps this time with the help of a navigator.
Maybe if I could sit down with someone that is very familiar with the process and might have some ideas, might have some tips on how to get through it without so much red tape, that might know how I could get my monthly cost down. I'm actually happy to try again.
Then, if she learns she can afford it, Burt says she'll be happy to sign up. For WNYC, I'm Sharon Lerner.